Oh, yeah. We're getting woke big time. So how do you fight back against the woke? 5:53 here on Houston's Morning News. Jessica Colon joins us, Republican strategist. We're seeing it everywhere. We're even seeing it at the CIA, Jessica. How do you fight back against this desire that everybody be woke? And a lot of conservatives, they're just, you know, they're starting to draw a line in the sand on this one.
They are, and it's the same thing that happened in the Defund the Police movement, you know, we saw in the 2020 election, and now we're headed into 2022 with a woke culture, and I believe we're going to see the same backlash at the polls. It's already begun in the municipal elections that we just held this past, you know, on May 1st, a weekend or so ago. And we saw a major backlash to the implementation of critical race theory in Southlake, Texas, in their school board elections there. You had a slate of candidates that said, no, we're not going to adhere to the notion that critical race theory needs to be brought into our classrooms. And those candidates won overwhelmingly.
You know, we're sort of approaching this ourselves here today about whether it's Republicans fighting back against Democrats. But really, it's sounding like now the pushback is really coming from parents.
It is. And parents are a powerful voting constituency when they activate behind a certain issue and when something can cut across party lines, as you're seeing in some of these school board elections that we were just talking about. So, you know, the left continues to take these issues to the extreme, and you know, voters and Americans continue to push back, and they say, no, that is too far for me. That is not me. That is not what I represent, and I'm going to show up at the ballot box and prove my point.
All right. I think, you know, Cher pointed this out very well. The parents fighting back, that really is what has to happen, right? The American families have to wake up themselves and start paying attention to what is going on underneath their very noses. And up until now, they've been pretty quiet, but it feels like we finally gotten to a tipping point here and pushing back.
Well, absolutely. But I believe they pushed back in the 2020 elections, too. While the presidency went to Joe Biden, we saw state legislatures hold for Republicans. We saw Republican governors hold these seats. We saw an incredible gain in the U.S. House that the left is taking their agenda too far to the extreme. And America isn't, that's not what they're going to stand for. And I believe that we're going to see that continue in the 2022 midterms based upon the policies that Biden is putting out in these early days of his administration. And it's not, as much as it's, you could say it's Joe Biden, it's indeed Nancy Pelosi and progressive leaders across this country that are trying to yank out the very tenets of what we are founded upon here in this country. You could look at the border crisis that's now exploding, that is completely at the feet of Joe Biden and this administration and their liberal policies. And you could look at the COVID recovery response, quote unquote, and you know, it's an absolute smorgasbord of debt that's being created in this administration, and you could in everything in between. So I think that what you're going to hear, and you're talking about the woke culture right now, and that's something they're trying to implement into the school system. And I think whether it's parents or families that are just trying to pay the bills post-pandemic, you're going to see a major pushback that enough is enough.
Okay.
And you're going to see that show up at the ballot box.
Jessica, thank you as always. Republican strategist Jessica Colon, you're on News Radio 740 KTRH.